Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, good morning, Blog Talk Radio. This is Russ Johnson, and this is June 18th, 2020. And we want to interview Robert Mohammed today because he has been taking the the soul and core as a protocol. And I heard some good news about
The number you have dialed has not been recognized.
I got
Please
that.
Try
I got
again.
That. Okay, let me try again. Let's see. 917-444. Let's see if I do that. 555-5583. Okay.
Joining conference now.
Stop.
This conference is being recorded by the organizer.
Great.
Today is sunny, though. Today we have
excellent.
Blue sky.
Excellent. Blue skies.
Good morning, Dr. Johnson. How are you this morning?
Good morning.
We wanted
to take some time today and introduce. I know Robert Mohammed was on here yesterday, and we wanted to talk to him about his protocol and he coming back from a long ways in terms of feeling very bad and going through a lot of procedures. And now he's feeling much, 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 much better. So I hear from Vanette this morning. Vanette, are you on?
Yes, I am. Good morning to everyone.
Good morning, Vanette. Robert,
good morning, Vanette.
Vanette is on the case.
Yes, I'm on the case.
Okay, but why don't you lead off then, since you're on the case? Lead us down the primrose path of success. Go ahead, talk to us.
Well, you know, all of us on here that are RAIN partners, we started with that wonderful flagship product, Soul. It led us to our testimonies and thank Dr. Ali for having this platform that all of us share in giving and sharing wonderful news. And, of course, 2015, I was introduced by Robert to the product. And after doing my due diligence and reading about it, I decided to try it and got wonderful results for weight loss, respiratory issues, and wonderful no aches and pains, and just feeling good all over, more energy, and ready to put more pep in my step. And I just want to say that these products, another testimony today because of the air quality up here right now and the pollen and the humidity, asthmatics kind of suffer and we have to stay in and mask up more so. But I noticed that taking three packs of Red Soul this morning gives me a more of a fresh breath of air and makes me breathe even easier. So every time I always find a surprise just using these products. But today, as in our family, when Robert comes on, he will give his wonderful road to the seed nutrition gold mine that helped him through his things. But we just have to remember that we have seven wonderful products that if we put it to the test, everything that we have in our body is inflammation. Whatever it is that we suffer from, autoimmune diseases or cardiovascular health or blood pressures, neurological, psychological. Yes.
Excuse me, one second, Vendette. Whoever's in the background making noise, please mute your phone. Someone else is talking in the background. Someone else is making noise with seems like a plate or something. Please mute your line. Thank you very much. Go ahead, dear.
Thank you, Barbara. And definitely these products are awesome in that all we have to do is just try them. A lot of people are skeptical because we are so used to leaning on what the doctor says. And pharmaceutically, we have learned that these products, these synthetics in our body are ruining the natural miracle that we walk with every day. And our skeletal system holds this 90% of our skin that we have on us. And we have these wonderful organs within us that soul and core detoxifies and cleans us out and helps us with our digestive system, cleans our kidneys and gets our liver detoxifies, our little chemistry kit, if I may call it. Because, you know, if your chemistry kit ain't right, the rest of your body is in trouble and shook up, jugged up, and as we can put it. But also, we have Bend, which keeps our joints and ligaments moving, lubricated, and also helps with hormonal issues that we might have. Someone needs to mute their line in the background because we want to give a clear message this morning. So kindly mute your phone. I'm not the only one out there with this wonderful message. All of us have testimonies. But continuing on, we have Soul Red, which is phenomenal in that it has more, 80% more ways of reducing our inflammation, anti-aging, cardiovascular, and also metabolism boosting to adjust our weight. And we have Form, a wonderful protein. And as we are noting that Form, this protein is going to be more useful in the days to come because our industry of our meat industries are revving up the prices and causing our pockets to be a little rare. So we've got to have something to maintain because we do need protein for our body and our fiber. And we have wonderful Form, which puts on lean muscle mass and has five wonderful seeds that will address, and it's non-GMO, it's vegan, dairy-free, no way. And so these products, we also have Reverie. I hear someone in the background. Can they mute their line? We hear your conversation. Thank you. So moving on with this, we also have Reverie, a three-step skincare problem, which goes deeper than the five levels of cellular enhancement for our skin. And women, not just women can use it, men as well can use it for skin revitalization. And under around our skin, the moisture. So during this summer, we need to take advantage of it. But Soul, our flagship product, has so many ways to use it. We can drink it 90%, 10%. We can put it on topically. People use it for skin sunburned, or they moisturize their face with it. They give themselves a spa treatment. Or just rub it on just to get the oils into their skin so that it'll address inflammation that's a little deeper than just a little slight pain, but really address it. So we have wonderful seed-based nutrition. And if Robert is on the line, we will be able to pass it over to him, but I'm going to go back to Dr. Russ, and I hope that was sufficient.
Okay, can you hear me, Vinette?
Yes, we can. Yes.
Okay, great, 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 great. Why don't we do this? Why don't we get three or four or five testimonies and then bring Robert on? Can we do that? Now, you've been on the product. Who else has been on the product and they have a testimony for us? Who else out there? Anybody? Step right up.
Sure. Just 1 second. If there's someone on the line who has a television going on in the background, then we actually hear the noise. Can you please mute your line? Because there's someone in the background talking, and I don't know if it's a TV. Thank you very much.
It's a kindergarten class.
Mic check.
Yeah, go right ahead.
This is James. I have a testimony in the fact that I took a COVID a test this morning, you know, and I put a little post on Facebook about it, up my nose with a rubber hose, that kind of making a joke about it. But people are saying, oh, great, you were negative. No, I haven't got the results, but I didn't say to anybody, no, I didn't get the results. I just took it as, yeah, okay, that's true. I accepted that because I believe that. But here's why I'm so strong in my belief about it. Number one, I haven't been sick in 4 years. And the 4 years, ironically, is the 4 years I've been taking Soul Core and you know the Rain C based nutrition products. So I know that even though I'm at risk in other ways as far as age, as far as ethnicity and things like that, I'm so called at risk. I am not at risk because my body is bathed. My immune system is tight because of C based nutrition. I'll never ever get off C based nutrition as long as I can make a nickel. As long as I can find a way to keep getting these products. I suggest that everybody on this call, if you're feeling any kind of ways other than optimum, up your ante. Find a way to get these products into your system because they work. And the proof is in the pudding, folks. Back to you, Doc.
That's it. Okay, that's excellent. James, could you tell me more about the call that's done at 3 o'clock with Dr. Weeks? Now, he's been doing that call for more than a month, about 2 months now. And how do you find the call?
Months, yeah.
Take 60 seconds for me. And just tell us, give us your opinion and experience in terms of the calls that you've been on with Dr. Weeks. Could you do that?
Okay. Sure. For me, being naturally inquisitive and being a searcher, a pursuer of knowledge, these calls are right up my alley because they not only talk about a particular ailment, like, say, cancer, for instance, or fibromyalgia, things like that. He goes to the base of what they really are. He goes to the base of the causal effect, and he talks how he gives us information as far as why our having our immune system strong is so important. I spent all last year working with studying with Dr. Bruce Lipton, getting information on epigenetics and talking about, you know, the immune system and how our genetics work and things like that. So all this stuff is for me, it's just a confirmation of the knowledge and information scientifically and medically. So if you get on these calls, especially on a regular basis, every single day, it may seem like he's saying the same thing, but he's really not. Like he's dropping some knowledge. Like the other day, he had a doctor on the phone. I mean, on the webinar talking about how the in a mental health arena, talking about different medications they're not going to be as available as they are, and people are going to be forced to get off of mental health medications cold turkey. And he said, and what this person is saying is when that happens, they did studies that a lot of the killings, a lot of the you know, when a kid goes into school and shoots up the school, they're finding that a lot of times the kids are off their medication. So he's given us this information, he's given us this knowledge without going too deep into it, but he's given us all the different the factors of as far as why we need to have our body so dense and with the nutrients, the things that our body needs. He's saying that these products are not miracles. The products are simply what the body needs to do the miracle making thing that the body does. So, and he tells us every single day about different things. Anyone who's paying attention, he's actually given us a master class on health. He's given us a master class on health and wellness, health and wellness, and in the ins and outs of why people are having problems, what they can do to take care of the problem, and how they can have a jump on on if something does happen, they can get a jump on the knowledge so that they won't be forced to make decisions at the last minute. They can already get a jump and form a plan. We talk about planning our lives and making goals and all those kind of things. Planning your health is not just happenstance. It's understanding the wealth, understanding the glut of information that's out there about our health. Dr. Weeks has given us this opportunity to be able to do this. He's given us a foundational piece that we can use. Okay?
Okay, good. Okay, great. Okay.
Thank you, Doc.
So that's at 3 o'clock this afternoon that he's been doing that call. And that's Vanette. Anybody else? Is that Vanette? You have a testimony in terms of your allergies. Can you take just a minute, 60 seconds? That's all I need. And tell us about your experiences with the product sold.
Well, my experience is I always say to people, how would you like to know how I got off of 3 out of 4 asthma medications? Because Soul has given me the opportunity to breathe better. And I took one night when I was having an asthma issue, just like this humidity, and I went to sleep, but I woke up an hour later, I was still wheezing, and I was concerned because I really did not want to take any more of the asthma medication because it has all kinds of side effects. So I took another one, fell asleep, woke up again another hour, took a third one, and then really had a deep, wonderful sleep and was able to get up the next morning able to breathe easy. And I realized then that Soul has a powerful, powerful way of helping those with respiratory issues. And that's my greatest testimony, although I do have others.
Okay, great. Okay. Do we have another testimony before we bring Robert? Is Robert available? Robert, are you there? Robert Muhammad. Good morning, sir. Robert?
Yes, I'm here.
Right, good morning. How are you
great,
this morning?
Great.
All right. Bring us up
just
to speed.
Fine. Thanks.
All right. I know you were on here yesterday, but I just wanted to bring you back again in terms of wanting to get the specifics, if you will, of what you have gone through and the products that you have been taking, you know, your modality. And now, where are you in terms of your health and what has that done for you? I just want to know how specifically, how much product have you been taking in order to get to where you are today? Could you go over that for us a bit?
Certainly.
I appreciate
well,
you being
first
here.
Off, I'd like to thank everybody for inviting me and the wonderful effort that our team is making to make progress with these wonderful products, helping people learn and understand that the vital things that we need to be healthy is prevalent now with seed nutrition. Well, one thing for sure, in my case, has been a learning experience that is to be shared with the world, really, because a lot of people are suffering from cancer. They don't know why. They don't even know how it happened, what it is to do. Solely dependent upon the pharmaceutical industry to eradicate this situation when the eradication really is in the palm of our hands and what we do for ourselves. But as we know, all the pharmaceutical programs are geared to come up with side effects that's worse than many times the things that we should take it for. So for me, it's been a wide-open learning experience. I learned quite a bit. I went through quite a bit in the process of it because of all the rigor that you go through with your body deteriorating in such a degree. But an idea of that, you know, it's very wearisome. For an example, you know, one of the things that sparked my interest in what's going on with myself, I was losing weight. And the doctor actually was very, very lax in his participation to find out, because instead of taking a full analysis of my blood, the part of it said, well, you know, it's just fine. But the fact is, we knew that something had to be wrong. So what happened in the process of that, of trying to eradicate, I went down to 141 pounds. From an average of 200 pounds to 141 pounds, I lost weight. However, the positive side of this is the fact is that because I understand the power of appropriate nutrition and staying with the products, I gained back 41 pounds. So today, I am thoroughly, thoroughly happy to know that the solution for which we've been applying with Soul Nutrition has worked thoroughly for me. And I really want to tell the world about it because the fact that we need to know that we don't have to be solely dependent on these pharmaceuticals. You know, not that we have a solution for cancer, it's just that we have a solution for our body to be healthy because the miracle is the body. The body will heal itself if it's appropriately nourished, appropriately, rather. So that's what I've absolutely lived through. So now today, and going to my final test, the doctor came back smiling and he said, "Look, everything is clear. You have no cancer." I said, "What?" I said, "Oh, great." He said, "Well," he said, "the thing is now, you're so clean, I don't have to see as a follow-up until 5 years from now." So I said, "Really?" I said, "Wow, then I'm really elated in respect of what I've been doing." And what I was doing at first is I was taking my Soul consistently throughout the whole process. But then I upgraded it and started taking three, four every day. So in that process, the outcome is that today I am cancer-free. And all my system of my body has been appropriately nourished. As they say, when you nourish the cells of your body to keep them strong, strong cells produce strong tissue, and strong tissue produce strong organs. So all of my organs improve consistently. And now today I'm happy to be on the phone to be able to share with all my team. Look, don't give up and don't give in. And that's what happens to a lot of people when they get the word that you got cancer. First thing they do, they give in. You say, "Well, what do you mean by that?" You start saying to yourself, "Well, I got cancer. Oh, but what am I going to do?" I never did. I never accepted it. Matter of fact, I didn't want to say anything about cancer until today to let everybody know I don't have no cancer. I never accepted the fact that I had cancer. I never even talked to myself that way. I kept myself on a positive note. Look, I ain't got no damn cancer. And I kept working in respect to doing the right thing, listening to Dr. Weeks. It was thoroughly educational in respect to what I was doing. Gave me more confidence in respect of sticking with the product, doing it consistently, making sure I had enough to comply to what I needed every day. And it worked. It worked. That's the main thing. And I'm here on this phone today and proudly be able to share with my family, which is a team of partners who are on a mission to let the world know that, look, we don't have to suffer. We can be healthy. What should you do to yourself? Because most people today are their own worst enemy, spiritually, mentally, and physically, doing the wrong things, eating the wrong things, smoking, drinking, drug abuse. All these things, the system of this world is to tear the body down. Well, the system of our world is to build the body up and let God's word go to work, which means the body has already been geared to heal itself. If we keep it healthy, stop junking it up. And that's what we've been doing. And so in the worst type of condition to live through and knowing the fact that I'm doing the right thing to strengthen my body, the results are phenomenal. I feel great. I thank the Most High in respect to where I'm at right now because I never gave up and I never gave in. Folks, that's the attitude for success. Just to let everybody know, whatever we're doing, no matter what people are saying or doing, contrary to what you're trying to offer them, don't give in to that. Keep working to the respect of letting know that because there are other people out there that are health conscious who want to know and need to know. So the field is wide open for the wide awake person. So I hope that's helpful for everyone to understand that we're at the right place, doing the right thing with the right team, with Dr. Russ Johnson and Dr. Bradford Weeks and all the other professionals who are willing to share with us more information that we need to know to apply ourselves appropriately. This is great for us. So stay strong, stay upbeat, stay in the fact that we know that what we have, at least I do know. I know, in fact, it works. It helped me tremendously. And here we are today to let you know how well we're doing. And
here's
I'm able to
question.
Get up and move around like never before. You have a question? Go ahead.
No, no. When you were taking your treatment from the doctor because you lost 60 pounds from 100, from 200 down to 140, well, that's, wow, that's a lot of weight. And you're a pretty tall guy. What are you, about 5'10", 5'11"?
Yeah. 6'3".
Oh, 6'3". Woo. That was a lot of weight for you. The people who, Barbara?
Yes.
Are you with me? Barbara there?
Yes, I'm here.
Would you tell your fellow classmates to do whatever they have to do to mute the phone?
Sure. Hi, Samuel. We need you to mute your line, please, Samuel. We honestly hear you. So if you can mute your line, that would be phenomenal.
I'm sorry.
Thank you, Samuel.
Thank you. Thank you, Barbara. Appreciate it. And Barbara, you have a testimony. And hold your testimony. But do you have any questions of Bob Mohammed? But Robert was on a different protocol in terms of when they discovered that he did have cancer, right? And then they gave him, I guess, radiation and chemotherapy, I guess. If that's true, let us know. But then you decided to, in addition to whatever they were giving you, to take Soul and Core and the rest of the products. And I just wanted to know, what was the protocol that they, what were the treatments they were doing for you before you decided to delve into using our products? And the next question is, how much of the Soul, Core, probiotics, whatever you were using, did you do on a day-by-day basis? Robert?
Well, the idea of the doctors, I went through everything. I had the radiation plus chemo. But see, all these things do is just break the body down. It didn't make anything better for me, things worse. And I got so much so that in weakness that I couldn't hardly get up out of the bed.
Wow.
And because of their treatment. But the regulation of my, one of the things that really was helpful from Dr. Bradford Weeks was the fact that he came up with a system that he used every day, and I started doing the same thing, and that is using the Core, the Pure, and Form every day. So I rigged it up on those products, which are the natural. I started off with that. I started off every day. I started off with Soul first. Give it nothing else before that. They come first. Then I give it a period of time to get thoroughly into the body before I put anything else in. Then I would get into my Core, two packs of Core, one Pure, and a dose of Form every day. And Dr. Bradford Weeks said, well, that is a complete meal. And I started doing that as well. You see, most people don't realize it's not the cancer. You see, everybody has these things just floating around in our body. We worsen it by junking our body up so our body can't defend itself appropriately. So the fact is that we have to be cognizant of the fact of what we do for ourselves. And that's what I was learning all the time. I said, man, this thing got to work. So there's no doubt in my mind at all that these products work, because the fact is, following the protocol that was given to us and understanding that what destroys the body, people pass away because of it, because the body becomes so weak, it doesn't strengthen back up, it just goes away. So, but the fact is, for us today, to be able to keep our body strong with these nutrients that we add in every day, that the body absolutely, I'll say that word again, our body absolutely needs seed nutrition to be strong, and this system that we're in especially because what's killing the people is the junk food, the processed foods, the harsh chemicals that we put in our body, the things that we do, consistently thinking it's all right and it's not. Just the mere fact that you say, well, I'm going to eat this apple, not realizing that apple itself could be broken down to a point with the GMOs, the seeds which produce that apple, which is not naturally suited for the body. Can you imagine that? You can't even get fruit and vegetables that you think is good, but it's not. And most people don't know the understanding of what the GMO does to our body. You see, and we think we're doing well, but they're not. And it's breaking our bodies down, you see. And what we're doing is building our bodies up. And the more we do that, the stronger we will be.
So most of the foods are GMOs. They have pesticides and herbicides all in that what we eat, you know, as they spray it in the fields. And so we eat it,
right.
And then, okay. So we're contaminating our bodies on a regular basis, but we don't have the science, we don't have the information, we don't know what's going on because we are not in the fields. We're not out there picking that stuff. We don't know how to do the research to find out what's in it, you know, whether it comes from China, wherever it comes from. Hey, folks, Barbara, your classmate.
Excuse me for a moment. Samuel, can you please mute your line? Thank you, Samuel. Appreciate that. Go ahead, sir.
All right, Bob. Okay. Bob, do you have any
questions? Yes, I'm here.
Yes, sir.
Since you're controlling the noise with your group.
Oh, no, sir, I don't. No, sir, I don't. I'm so grateful that everything has worked out for him, and it's just a testament to the products that we have and what they can do to help nourish the body so the body can heal itself. And again, I'm going to say, if you're not on mute, Samuel, please mute your line. Please. We hear the noise. Mute your line.
Yep.
All
the time.
Go ahead.
The other thing, too, Barbara, you have your testimony. I say something about breathing hard, maybe because you're on the line. But anyway, Barbara, give us your testimony, would you?
Yes, sir. And whoever has the phone, yes, I'm here. Whoever has the phone near your mouth, you're breathing really, really hard. We don't really want to hear your breathing, but we're glad that you're alive, though. I am just truly excited because I had an injury that I had in high school that limited me to only walking up two flights of stairs. But ever since I have been on the product, I've been able to squat and bend. Can you please mute your line? And so these products have helped me tremendously. And I think that that knowing that they're helping my body to be nutritionally nourished on the inside has been one of the driving forces for me. Because I've seen of people or heard of people who have been healthy and all of a sudden dropping of a heart attack, people working out at the gym or even running. And so that only let me know, no matter how physically fit we look on the outside, we could have a time bomb going on the inside. And I needed to pay attention to the inside. I just didn't know where to go and what to use and who to trust because everybody claims everything. Mm-hmm. Well, the rain... the actual blood analysis, which was done, was a this is it for me. That was a big aha moment that I need these products, and so I'm super excited about it, and am grateful. Will be eternally grateful to James for sharing this with me and pushing me a little bit to at least hear the information. So that's all I want to say. And again, I will say, please, folks. This is a major distraction when you don't mute your line. We truly get it right on some days, and other days we don't. And I just don't understand why. We are all grown people. We're not children. Please mute your line. That we shouldn't have to say this over and over almost every single call.
Yep.
So
the other day you had said to me that if you have professional doctors or lawyers or dentists or people who are college professors or presidents of universities or presidents of major corporations, that you didn't feel comfortable to bring them on this line. Is that what you said to me?
I don't feel comfortable bringing any. I don't feel comfortable bringing anybody on this line, sir.
Okay, I got you. How about Dr. Weeks? Does he have that problem?
Well, what they do, if someone starts making noise, they can take the person and mute them. We don't have that actual control right now.
So we need a better system then. Yes.
Or either we need someone to have the
Okay. Okay. You see, or we need a person who has access to eliminating the noise. Is that right? Or a better system.
That is correct.
Okay.
That is
all right,
correct.
All right. Yeah. Because it is disturbing. Go ahead, David.
So the only reason why I understand that the people who've been on this call for a long time are reluctant to do that is, number one, they respect what was started 6 years ago, and they don't want to change the phone number.
But you got to you can't keep doing the same things over and over again, expecting different results if people don't pay attention, right? It's like life.
I agree 100%, sir.
Go right ahead.
This is Pastor Frankie Smith, Atlanta, Georgia. What I was thinking earlier, and I said I was going to call James yesterday, I didn't get a chance to call him. Is there any way, just want to say hello to everyone, love you all. Is there any way that we can go on Zoom? Because I use Zoom now, and that's what I'm getting to start training my people on. Is there any way that we can switch over to Zoom? Because you can mute everything.
Right. Okay.
Is it possible?
Sure. Everything is possible. So we can talk to James. He does a call on a regular basis. And then David. And then even go back to Ali Yassin. I talked to him this morning, by the way, to Ali Yassin. He says he's feeling much better today. But anyway, the long and the short of it is we can always get a different system. I use Blog Talk Radio. That's what I'm on. And I use Blog Talk Radio, and everyone is shut out. I don't have any problems about anybody interrupting what I have to say. As a matter of fact, I'll be on this Sunday, at 1 o'clock, and I'm going to start doing a little bit on Black history. So if anybody wants to tune in, you know, they can always go to my website and tune in at 1 o'clock on Sunday. And if for those people who want to understand where I'm going with this, because the time is perfect, to talk about the history of Black America, not only in America, but throughout the world. So it's going to be on the website, this website here, which is, I renamed it, almostblackenough.com. So if you go to almostblackenough.com, you can tune in what I'm going to do on Sundays at 1. But anyway, back to the subject matter. I really appreciate Barbara in terms of she's staying the course. Barbara, can you give me 60 seconds on what you find that's advantageous for us to be on the call with Dr. Weeks? 60 seconds. Could you go? Could you talk about that?
Sure. He's given us a system how to onboard brand new people, which is consistent. It is clear. It is also written down. So it's not anything, well, I'll tell you this, I'll tell you that. It's written down. All we have to do is follow the yellow brick road. And what we can do is onboard each person the exact same way. He has all the resources, all the tools in order. It makes sense. And so it makes it easy to onboard a brand new person.
Wow, that's great. So he does a great job in terms of making sure that we understand all the science, the nuances of how to take the product, why we should take it, and what it will do for the body. Is that right?
That is correct.
Okay. Robert, we really appreciate you. Talk about that protocol that you were taking, because maybe when we run into other people who have the same problems, ailments, if you will, diagnosis, that we can just tell them what you have gone through, and maybe they will copy us. So how many souls a day, cores a day, the probiotics we're taking, the form? Give us that protocol again. Outline that for us. Robert? Is he still there? can you hear me? Vinette, can you hear me?
Yes,
I hear you.
Okay, would Robert, he went, he's gone?
No, I'm here.
Okay, could you tell us how many souls a day you were taking? Core, form, probiotics, Ben, whatever you were taking each and every day on a regular basis, give us that formula, please.
I was taking my form, my core, and my pure every morning, and I average 3 to 4 souls and core per day.
Wow. Okay. So if you run into a person who may have the same problem or similar problems, and you tell them to take 3 cores, 3 souls, take the form each day, take the probiotic each day, or the Ben, whatever you tell them, and they tell you, oh, I can't afford it, what would you say to them? Well, I spend $80 a month for a box of soul, it's too costly for me. What would you tell them? And they have cancer in their bodies. What would you tell them?
Well, that's something to really think about, because the fact is, what do you prioritize, your life or just money that you can save? So it's a life and death situation. It's all in the idea of helping them to understand that, look, there's a priority here, and the priority main is life itself and what produces it. So you don't put a price on it. You find ways to make sure it happens. Because the fact is, you're going to do all these other things. You're spending money on so many other things that's not doing anything of worthwhile for you. This does. So main thing is to help them understand, look, you have to make a decision.
True.
You want to live or you want to die. That's as simple as that.
Right.
So make your choice.
James, what would you tell a person if you say, go ahead, 1 second. James, what would you tell a person if you went to them and they say, wow, that sounds like a good protocol. That sounds like great. And I really want to feel better. I want to get well. But you're telling me that I have to spend $80 a month to take this core or the soul or both or $200 a month. That's too much. I just don't have that kind of money, because I do have to get my weave and my pedicure, my manicure, and I have to go to the gym, and I just don't have enough money. James, what would you say to that person?
I would look them dead in their eye. I'd smile, shake their hand, and say, well, when you're ready to get out of pain, give me a call. Because if you want to continue what you're doing, you will die. And I'll smile while I'm saying it, and I'll walk away and wipe my feet off and keep it moving.
You would say, and vote for me.
I'm shocking some people out there, but that's the reality of it. If a weave is more important than your health, then God bless you. I can't waste my time with you. I'm gonna love you.
Absolutely.
Tell me where you want me to send the body. You know, all that kind of stuff. You know, let's get your affairs in order. Let's do that, and I'll help you with that. But I'm not gonna sit up here and beg you about $20 a week, $40 a week when you're spending that on Burger King and McDonald's. You go into a liquor store on a holiday and spend $100 on alcohol and won't bat an eye. Please.
Yeah, yeah. Vanette, you have a comment on that? What would you tell a person?
It's the same thing. Robert and James covered it all.
Okay.
You know, you look at your friend and say, I'm here for you when you're ready. And if the heat gets too hot in the kitchen, you got to get out of it.
Okay. The good reverend.
Well, one thing for sure is that you will spend money one or two ways. You either go spend it on a funeral or you will spend it for your life.
I got you.
So that's
got you.
Wow.
Common sense.
Minister, Reverend.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
You meet a lot of people. Look, Reverend, in Atlanta, there are a lot of people down there. You got Tyler Perry and all the big wheels down in your territory. Of course, you're part of them. But you're down in there. And when I look at the statistics from the CDC, I see that hepatitis C, HIV, the coronavirus, it's at an all-time high among that population. It's really over 4% on a regular basis, which is, when it's 1%, it's an epidemic, so it's way above that. How do you help those people at Spelman and Clark and Morehouse and throughout the community to understand that you have a product that could help them if they were to pay attention? How do you do that, Reverend?
I am so glad you asked that. That's the right question at the right time. I want to say this first. A few months ago, I went to Decatur, which is right around the outside of Atlanta. And I went looking for a couple pastor friend of mine, and I couldn't find them. I looked for them on social media. I went on Facebook. I found her Facebook page, and I messaged her, but she never did get back with me. And I say the only reason she hadn't got back with me because she's not on Facebook that often. But I got in contact with her the other day. Matter of fact, she called me back from that message that I sent her about 4 months ago. Here's what happened. When I went there to get them, number one, on the product, number two, since they had a large church, to bring them into the business. But when she called me the other day, she told me that she had just buried her husband a day before she called me.
Wow.
And, the day before she called me, and I was so, I just thought it was just so gracious of her, what she going through, because we real close. I used to help her with her TV broadcast. Both of us used to be on TV broadcast. I'll get to your question in a second. And so he's a prophet. He's a preacher. She had just buried her husband. And when I talked with her, she said, "I wish you could have contacted me before then." You know, the way she said it, it broke my heart. You know, it was just so sad. People leaving here. Then there's another one of my best friends. I've been talking with him for the longest about product. He didn't want to hear. We'll go out and eat, and I look at his plate, the fried chicken, all the fried fish, and all this type stuff. And when I look at people eat, I'm looking at them eating death. But every time they put fried chicken or something they're not supposed to have, stuff that cause inflammation in the body, they actually, every time, I use it like this. Say, for an example, you're eating macaroni and cheese. Every time you take a spoon and put it in your mouth, you actually dig another spoonful of dirt out of the ground so people can bury you. But he had a massive heart attack. He had one surgery, and then the next two days he had to go back and have another surgery because he wanted to eat what he wanted to eat. I warned him over and over and over again, but he wanted to do what he wanted to do, and he think that God was going to protect him. But the answer to your question, I'm so glad you asked that, is because I've been saying this for a long time, and I've been thinking about you because I've been intending to call you. That the TV broadcast, I already did the commercial, I did everything. All I'm waiting on now is my grandson to do the production because the TV station is waiting on me. This TV station reached way over 1 million homes, and that's what I want to call you about because I need some wisdom in that. Over 1 million, it goes on the campus, it goes everywhere, all around the world. And I'm going to go on there every day on that, and it'll reach the college, it'll reach all of them, and through that, I know I'm going to get some of the students that's in the college. I know for a fact that I'm going to be signed up some of them also, and that's how I'm going to get through the college and what have you, because people have to understand that it's not the devil that's making people sick. It's what we eating and it's what we drinking that caused all the inflammation. I say that the 8 most dangerous food is in the world that cause inflammation in the body, and it's making people sick and it's killing people. So that's okay. Just one of the avenues. But I have several avenues to reach those in the college, to reach those in high places, low places, whatever place they're in.
All right, well, call me. You have my number, right, Reverend?
I am going to call you. I am going to call you because I need you.
Okay. Because, yeah, we got to be really creative and imaginative. Tomorrow, which is what, tomorrow's Friday? Yeah, Friday. We are going to talk about nonprofit organizations. I mean, we'll talk about bring your people. We'll talk about soul and core and form and probiotics and all that for a minute or two. And we also will talk about how to market those products in a different way, you know, various ways, you know, fine tune, go on way down and other things. But in addition to that, I want to talk about the nonprofit organization, how you can have a church or an institutional community organization that you can sign up as if it were a person, and that money will come through that organization, and then you can distribute that money according to your purpose, goals, and objectives. My foundation, just in case you want to look at it before tomorrow, go to H as in happy, C as in cash, johnsonfoundation.org. That's HCJohnsonFoundation.org. And when you punch, you can see the purpose, the goals, the objectives, the founder, the reason we started it, and the whole nine yards. But then I can get into more specifics. But we need to understand how to take nonprofit organizations, Reverend, and we'll talk about it tomorrow when you call me.
Okay.
And,
all right.
And begin to get monies from the major corporations, from the government, from the churches, wherever we go, get grant monies coming into that foundation so you can reach out and do the work that needs to be done to educate the population. That makes sense, and I love the fact that you're doing that. So call me anytime you get ready. Any other comments you want to leave with us before
you go? I also have, Dr. Johnson, I'm in the RV world. The motorhome,
okay.
Not mobile, motorhome world. And what I've been studying up on YouTube, how to reach the RV world, and then on top of that, now you're talking about millions of people that want to
sure.
go full-time RVing. You see, they want to go full-time, but they don't have any way for that. So I have mm-hmm. the perfect way, the perfect idea, the concept in this business for those people that need money to go full-time, or either to buy a personal RV, living full-time on the road, and I mean, I'm on top of it, too. I also have a magazine that only $59 that I'm going to start placing ads in there, and it reached thousands of RVs.
Okay. Excellent. So you're thinking outside of the box.
Way out of the box.
That's good. And we will talk about that tomorrow, too, a bit.
Okay.
Only got 6 minutes today. That we have to – see, the people who make big money, ladies and gentlemen, they do two things. They think bigger and they think faster. And they think in terms of innovation and creativity. So we all have the same business, be it Amway, Shackley, Herbalife, New Skin, Brain International. But in order to reach the top, you're going to have to think bigger, and you're going to have to think faster, and then you're going to have to duplicate that throughout your organization. And I played the clip from a sale the other day. Now, she just reached another level from what I understand of this morning. So she's Triple Diamond Black Pearl in less than 2 years. The only thing that's stopping us from doing it is because we need to do a little bit more imaginative outreach, if you will, in terms of marketing. And we need to find the good people, and we need to stay the course, and we need to stay, write those goals, those objectives, affirmations, the whole nine yards, and make this thing happen as people have before us. So 5 minutes ago, any comment? Robert, I really appreciate you being here this morning. Any additions, any takeaways of anybody? In terms of not only taking the product but building the business, go right ahead. Anybody?
Well, I must say, in fact, this call right here is explicitly clear on what we must do to advance with this opportunity. We have everything in place to work with. We have these beautiful conference calls, morning, afternoon, and night. The advantage is being a good inviter to have people to absolutely listen to what's taking place. The more people we have listen, the more successful we are going to be. Like I said, don't give up. Don't give in. Just keep pushing. Keep working with what you have because it's working already. Our team is growing consistently. Just to give an example, as a team, we have almost 25 new people now for the month of June. And
wow.
It's still growing.
Wow.
So that means everybody's out there as a team talking to more and more people. Barbara, Kim, Kempo, Christine and Donatelli, James, Jeffrey, Vendette, all of us who are serious about this business. Like what Dr. Russ said, look, be a little more outgoing in respect of reaching out to people and don't give up and don't be afraid to talk to professional people. They don't know nothing either. So
they need
to know what we have. That's
yep.
They certainly do.
They're waiting for you to tell them what to do.
Right.
So I appreciate Robert.
So
you're doing. Go ahead.
I thank everybody for allowing me to come on and share what I have in my mind. I've been wanting to do this for the longest. Matter of fact, ever since going down with what I had to go down to come back, this is the time I wanted to look forward to, and here we are. Praise be to the Most High. And keep on working together. We can achieve more by working together and supporting each other. I'm so proud of Barbara and James and King David, who's all reaching out to make things work. Pastor Frankie from Atlanta doing all the things outside of the box. We just have to reach out stronger. That's all.
Yep.
And the success will come automatically because our product really basically sells itself. You know?
Right.
That's
right.
That's the key understanding. The product will sell itself.
Well, great. Well, you're
so
doing
that's
a great
what I
job.
To share, so
you might
so thank
get,
you. You are too.
Well, Ali sponsored you. You might want to give him a call. But he said he's doing better this morning, but I don't think he has the same protocol that you have in terms of taking four or three souls a day, three cores a day, the probiotic, the Ben. I don't think he's on that same schedule. You might want to talk to him. Right? You guys can talk to him.
Right, that's my next mission.
And the next person you might want to call, and I can always give you the number, you know, I'll call you later or you can take it now, but it's Les Brown. Les Brown is in tremendous pain. He's going through the same thing. I was at, so he's every day.
Oh, really?
Big time. He needs a lot of help. A lot of help.
Yeah, I'll be glad to text me the number.
Right. So give him a call and talk to him because he needs our help. He needs our prayers. He's really going through some tough times these days. Some real tough times.
Okay. I see my mission.
Okay. Well, do you want Les's number now or do you want me to give it to you later?
Text it to me.
I'll text it to you. Okay. All right. Reverend, I thank you. I thank you for your help, Reverend.
You're more than welcome. Thank you.
You're doing a great job down there in Atlanta, down in that area. You can help a lot of people.
Yeah, I thank God for that. I'll be able to touch what I did, Dr. Johnson. I've just been working on the foundation. I got everything laid out. More I can go for.
That's what it takes. Laying that foundation and then build that building, right? To build the Empire State Building.
Absolutely.
Guess how long it takes to lay the foundation if you were building an Empire State Building? Do you have any idea? Just to lay the foundation before you start going
Probably
up,
about
you
a
know?
Year, 2 year, about a year.
It's 2 years. That's right.
And all, 2 years. All I started for that.
2 years. Yes, you're right on call. It takes you 2 years just to lay the foundation. Then you start going up. But you can do a chicken coop overnight, as we know.
The Reverend
know that. I used to be on the farm, so I could talk that language. Hey, Reverend, close us out. Anything you want to tell the people before we close?
Yeah, the same thing that you said. that if a person would just sit down with a pen and a tablet, just sit down and just allow their mind to just think about just every avenue that they can think about, every hole, every door. If the front door closed, go through the back door. The back door closed, go down through the chimney like Satan claws, you know. But just do it. Get out of the box. Yeah. Just let your mind run wild, and you'll come up with every concept. I have so many of them, it's unreal.
Oh, good, good. Then
just like
talk.
Going to the restaurant, beauty salon, doctor's
right.
office.
That's true. You're right. And so maybe Sunday we can go through at 1 o'clock. I'm going to do it. But anyway, if you want to come and talk about it on Sunday, we talk about all the different ways that we can do it, that people can reach out. And when we talk about all the different methodologies that we can use, maybe that strikes some key points in people's minds, like you say, the restaurants, the, you know, whatever, the hair salon, the beauty
that's
shops.
Just little simple. That's just little
right.
simple stuff.
Sure,
church. I have church on congregation on Sundays at 1 o'clock.
Okay, well, I tell you what.
And I can't,
let's talk
and
about,
I can't thank
let's,
you.
Okay, let's take about 10 minutes tomorrow while we talk about nonprofits and we talk about the different ways we can reach out and have people understand what we are doing and get their attention. How's that? Tomorrow's a good day.
Right.
Okay. All right,
okay,
folks. It's 12
work.
O'clock. Thanks, Reverend. I appreciate it. Thank Mohammed.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Vandette, Barbara, James, all the other people on the line. Thank you very much for listening. That's it. That's the ball game. But I appreciate you being here, and thank you very much for passing us the information that we need to become healthier people and to become on target.
Great call.
Building the group. Good, good. Thank you, Robert. Appreciate you.
Thank you. And, great call.
And we'll see you tomorrow. Tomorrow, same time, same place,
okay.
same station.
Yes. Thank you.